Dean Cox is an assistant at the Sydney Swans. They've got a big one today against the Gold Coast Suns, and he joins us on Sunday crunch time. Dean, welcome back to SEN.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, mate. How's the last couple of weeks been? A little bit different. Gather round into an early bye, which is something we haven't seen a great deal of in recent times. How's the last fortnight been for the Swans? What's the preparation been like?
So obviously after Gather Round, we played West Coast and then gave the boys 4 days off straight after that game. So had an opportunity. I think leading into the season, you normally have a bye before round one starts, but we played two practice matches against two really quality opposition straight into round zero. So yeah, good opportunity to give them a bit of a break and then work on some things probably from the last couple of weeks that we need to improve on.
Well, how did you treat it? Did you treat it like the way that you would traditionally look at a bye in the mid-season, or did you have to tinker it up a little bit considering you had already played that game before round one?
We treated it pretty similar to the mid-season bye. Give them the break early, get them back as quickly as they possibly can, still review the game against West Coast when they got back. Went in and trained on the weekend and then a full week this week with a Sunday game. So, nothing sort of different other than that. Reward them early with a bit of a break and then get the work in towards the back end of it.
Coxie, Josh Gabelich here. Sam Wicks is back for the first time since round two. We know the reasons why he was initially out of the side, but what's he done to get back into the 23 today?
I think the thing that he brings is enormous pressure in our front half, and that's something that we've dropped away with the last couple of weeks. So, we really pride ourselves on what the pressure we can put the opposition under to dictate the way that they move the ball, and he's a big part in that. So he'd played a couple of games as sub, had to go back and play a full VFL game and played really well last week in that. So, hopefully he can get the boys up and about and get up the opposition as quickly as possible.
Game 200 for Brody Grundy today. He's been through so much across the past 18 months with all the changes in terms of the clubs he's played for. But what's he been like since he turned up in November?
He's been really impressive. I think the thing with Brody is we know what a quality player he is and also the person, but just the way he brought in, that he trained as hard as he possibly could. He competed all the way through pre-season with every player that was on our list. And I suppose we've got a really young team, when you added sort of him and Taylor and Jordan and Hamling to change the age demographic in our locker room was really important as well. So, he's been really impressive. The mids have enjoyed working with him, and he's always wanting to learn, which is really pleasing considering he's 30 and played 200 games.
Coxie, Hannah's here, mate. One of your old favourite midfielders to coach, sorry. mate, obviously one of the hardest things in footy is to try and get the balance between defence and offence right. We know how much Hawes values defence. We know it wins premierships, and that's sort of what a lot of reviews from most clubs would be based on. However, it feels like, in fact, I know, I'm watching a lot of the Swans, I watch them every week, the last two or three years been a massive change in, I think, the way they attack and move the ball. And clearly, as those young players are getting better and they're bloody good kicks, that just naturally evolves anyway. It seems like you and Pikey and Macca, obviously Horse to a lesser extent because he's such defensive-minded, have had their fingertips on the offensive side of things. Take me through that. Has there been a significant change? Because it does seem like, and speaking to some of the players, that the attacking side of the game has changed, and it's really changed the way you guys play, because not only are you defensively really strong, but offensively you're an absolute headache now for Oppo teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to try and have as much of a balanced game plan as you possibly can, and I think most teams throughout the AFL and sporting in general around the world are really strong defensively, and the ability to be able to create turnovers as quickly as possible to win the ball back. And when you win the ball back in dangerous spots, it becomes a really attacking weapon as well. You know, for us, it's not about trying to do everything out of our back half. That's probably the hardest thing to do. When you're talking, you're going 25, 30% out of your back half, but you're 70, 80% out of your front half. So the ability to be able to make sure that you can set the ground up for both. And for us, it's about educating our players about where they are on the ground, when they get the ball, what the density like in front of them or around where they are, and how can they create space for one another. So, you know, I think the best teams work really strongly defensively, but then have an attacking bias as well.
Yep. Cox, I want to ask you about the off-season trip to America. You and John Longmire and Jared McVeigh spent some time inside some clubs over there, but you and Horse also went to Harvard University. What was it like when you two walked in? What did they think?
We might have been two fish out of water, but I think, and that's one thing that you want to always try and do is, obviously COVID was a really tough period to travel, and and try and add some development personally. So when we took that opportunity and to be able to do something completely different, to do a executive leadership course about managing people and diverse groups. And so it was really, really interesting and, you know, something we both really enjoyed and can implement some things when we got back into the footy club. It's obviously the most important part isn't about developing yourself, but it's about transferring that to the playing group and to the club as a whole. So yeah, it was good fun. And then the clubs at the end of that, after that, were really impressive to be able to walk through some, you know, NBA clubs, NFL clubs, and just see how they operate and realise, actually, over here, we do a lot of things really well.
Now, Coxie, I'm obviously a little bit biased. I think Horse has shown he's obviously one of the best coaches in the modern era to be able to keep evolving his game. He's obviously incredibly hard on his players in regards to standards, but he's also been able to, you know, put his arm around and create really strong relationships, which makes him a great coach. However, obviously in the off season, you go away for a trip. Is he able to switch off, have a couple of beers, and enjoy his time, the big fella, or is he still hard, you know, hard and forthright with his the way he goes about it?
No, I think that was a good part to get away with him as well, to be able to sort of get out of the country and go for dinner and have a couple of beers together and, you know, just unwind and sort of live a little bit of a normal life about, you know, no pressure around. I think, you know, we went after the trade period, so that made it probably a little bit easier to get through that part. But, you know, you're always still checking back in. But for most part, yeah, he was able to relax and try and be in the moment for where we were.
Last one, mate, before we do let you go. Big game not too far away. Isaac Heaney, does he start in the middle of the ground or does he start a little more closer to goal today?
No, he'll be in the middle of the ground. You know, I think he's been playing some phenomenal footy and something we're going to make sure that we, you know, can keep him going. And his ability to do it not only in the middle of the ground but centre forward and hit the scoreboard from there has been really pleasing. So hopefully he can continue his form.
Hey, mate, he's had a great start to the year, so have the Swans. So we look forward to a big one today, mate, and starting about 45 minutes, mate. Good luck today and going forward. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.